Welcome to the RSA Tribe from Heather DeWitt in Heart Bay, Cape Town, South Africa, where I profile individuals, groups and organisations in and out of South Africa who are inspiring and serving us as a people. They're all doing it with purpose and all focused on serving the people and all living things on the planet. And today I'm going to be talking to a very interesting individual that I've been speaking to for quite a long time, and we share a love of many things, including music. And his name is, and I welcome here, Trevor Pienaar in Johannesburg. Hello, Trevor.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
Great, Trev. Trevor Pienaar is a sound engineer, stroke music producer, stroke entrepreneur, stroke product developer, and an adventurer. And in all of that, Trevor, can you tell us where it all started for you, and what are you focused on right now?
Well, as a music engineer, producer, I'm focusing on the Afrikaans market at the moment because I saw a very big gap. And I believe it's something that the Afrikaans market is not getting involved in at the moment. But it started off at a very young age. I'm coming out of a very musical family. Every single one of us played an instrument. I played five. And the thing is that it's a passion when you start understanding what the mathematics and music is. I have found that most people are too bogged down in playing a music piece the way it was written. And I believe that everybody should have their own interpretation of what the music is doing for themselves. And that's where I started moving away from the actual music part of it and started doing the engineering part, is to try and capture the stuff as pure as possible as what I can get, and translate that into something that every single person on this planet would like to listen to. And that's what we do as sound engineers. We fool the minds, the ears, which is brilliant, by mixing stuff together through most probably the worst medium, which is a speaker, and try and fool the ears so that everybody will actually enjoy it.
Well, I love the way that you say that everybody should be able to interpret music, in their own authentic way.
Yeah.
I think it's so important because, as a singer myself, there's so many different ways one can sing a song, and it's all about the pause between the notes, the breathing, the phrasing, whatever it is, and the instruments that are mixed together that actually make it work or not. And everybody will feel something different with the different, mix of instruments and the pauses and all that. So wonderful. And why, just particularly, did you choose Afrikaans first and right now?
Like I said, there's a big gap that I found in the market. People are going all the way to the far left-hand side. And they're not worried about what's happening on the other side of the equation. And what we're trying to do is bring back the quality and the actual notes that are being played. The songwriting, the actual accompaniment that goes with it, the tempos, the key and all that kind of stuff. And it's something that I've been doing for quite a while in the English market. But I found that when I listen to my native language, which is Afrikaans, they just didn't keep up. It's like they are still stuck in the 70s and or copying something that comes from Korea or someplace like that. There's nothing authentic about what they're doing anymore.
Oh, wow.
And, I think that what they believe is to try and get it. Most people are trying to get it out of the old way of thinking of what Afrikaans is about. But now they're putting slang to it, and Afrikaans is a very beautiful language, and it's very much more descriptive than the English, but it sings difficult. And it
I've thought about that because I love speaking Afrikaans. I'm also, obviously I'm bilingual, and it's far more expressive than English. Okay. And I can understand what you're saying. When I've tried to sing Afrikaans songs, it is difficult to sing the language.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to achieve with this group that I'm busy with is to show that Afrikaans doesn't have to be a non-singable language. It is really beautiful. And we can actually get this stuff to sing proper. The problem is people actually get lazy because they're frustrated because it doesn't come as naturally as what we are being shoved down our throats, which are the English language or the American slang. And I believe that Afrikaans can actually do a lot more than that. And it's a very young language. It's the youngest language, as far as I know, on the planet. And I just don't want to see a culture going down because we are being shoved by and bombarded with the English language. So that's why I chose the Afrikaans language first. And I believe that it's not going to stay there. We're going to do the rest as well, including all the other cultures in South Africa.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Now, you are called a music engineer, and obviously, I understand that it would form an integral part of you changing the whole sound on the musicians that you're working with now. So, what is music engineering to the man in the street? Do you understand it better?
Okay, music engineering. I don't want to quote anybody here, so I'm doing my best to translate as best as possible. Is about manipulating the sounds or the tonalities that was given to make it more audible through a very silly, downgraded system called a speaker to fool the ears. So what we that's a music engineer or audio engineer. That's the main function of it. So it must translate whatever we are used to, and we were brought up in listening. Our forefathers were brought up listening to symphony orchestras. So we got to try and manipulate the sound to be as close and realistic as possible for what we hear in a simple, stupid thing like a speaker. Because the hearing that we are born with are absolutely fantastic. What we can hear is way better than what comes out of a transduced sound from a speaker. So we are trying to fool the ears as if it is listening to something that is in a three-dimensional picture, which makes music the most powerful medium that we can actually work in as musicians. It's the only thing that we can make in a three-dimensional picture. Everything else, if you look at a building, you can only see two sides at a time, at any time. And it's usually the brain connects to it as if it is a flat surface. Where with music, I mean, it translates like you cannot believe in more than just three dimensions, but we focus on the third dimension to make it different. Unfortunately, in today's music, they've lost it a little bit, and I think that there are quite a few of us that are trying to bring that back.
Well, I think that's a beautiful thing, hey? And I think you really you articulated that very, very well. So I understood it very clearly, and I really get the picture. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're trying to keep the Afrikaans language alive and drive it, and especially in music, because to me, music is one of the most powerful ways, to shift the consciousness of the people, in getting a message across or mobilizing them into positive action. And I just love all of that. So we're coming to the end now, and I'm going to just ask you, Trevor, what is your vision for your work going forward?
My vision is to leave a legacy where people start understanding that if it's worth doing, do it once, do it well, and get done with it. I don't care what it costs, but you do your utmost best because what you leave behind will echo in eternity. And I believe that your job is a reflection of who you really are. And if people don't have the pride and the respect for what they are doing, it's not worth doing, then they're in the wrong industry.
Wow, that was absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Trevor, for your time.
Thank you.
And I'm sure this will open the minds of many people. And I wish you onwards and upwards in the extraordinary work that you're doing. And thank you for being on my couch. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, Heather.